Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida, flagship stations, AM 860 and AM 930, The Answer here, along with FM 93.7 in the Tampa, Sarasota markets of Florida. Now, we're broadcasting also to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And if you like what you hear, and it's not being played on the station that's your favorite, wherever you're at, call up the program director and say, we want to hear the Captain's America Third Watch. Go over to GCN and ask for it. It's on the satellite. There you go. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, our Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along. That it takes care of our over-the-road 18-wheel truck drivers and men and women out there, country to country, cross country, all around, border to border. And also our FedEx and our UPS and our postal workers out there hauling the mail from bulk mail centers to the post offices and all those packages, too. Let's not forget about the suicide jockeys hauling the gas, the diesel, and the jet fuel to wherever it needs to go. We've also got our Amazon warehouse people working, listening to us, as well as our Amazon drivers. And we want to thank all of them tuning in tonight as well. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're on Gab. We're on Parler. We're on Getter. We're on Truth Social. And we're on Twitter, all as Captain's America. And I posted a podcast up there today on every one of those pages, so everybody's seeing what's going on there. So there you go. Now, we also have one more thing for you to want to take a look at, save you some money along the way, and that is the website for the radio show, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Go over there, take a look at what's over there. You might find something that you could save some money and put some of that extra money in your pocket, so to speak. All right, joining us right now, the professor of politics out there in California. Hey, let's see if I can get this to work tonight. Aha! 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 There it is. All right, Kyle, they're on the roof. They're making so much noise, I can hear them tonight.
Well, that's right. It is working, and I'm glad to be here, and welcome to everybody.
Yeah, and they're in a good mood tonight because they were all watching like we were, 15 shots of getting the speaker elected? Is that what it was?
That's right, yeah. 15 is the lucky number there.
Yeah.
Okay. 15. Yeah.
Yeah. Now we got to see where that goes. Okay. Are you ready to say the pledge?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance. To the flag. Of the United States of America. And to the republic for which it stands. One nation under God. Indivisible with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, ladies and gentlemen, because that's what our country was founded on, Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, I'll tell you what. We have a new speaker. It took 16 rounds to do it. I really don't even have the words to describe what I saw. We never saw anything like this before, ever. And towards the end, We had reports, accurate and legitimate reports, from the elected candidates themselves, namely Matt Gaetz and Little Ms. Boebert, that they were going to support Kevin McCarthy because of the new deals or new rules that he had adopted that they wanted, and some of the things he was doing, because he brought a lot of new stuff to the table, which is going to make a lot of people happy. And they said, oh, yeah, we're going to support him. And Gaetz actually did turn his vote twice towards McCarthy, but he didn't have enough total votes to get in. And then when the rubber went to meet the road, guess what? He didn't vote for him. So I look at that as being a lie.
Well, yes, it looks like Boebert and Gaetz have both voted present, I think, in the final vote there, which gave McCarthy the win, because that dropped the threshold from a 218 to 216, evidently.
Well, I am not going to embarrass one of our frequent guests who said, their words, not mine, six cowards almost screwed it up, and that's what this person called the six people that voted present, cowards.
Well, certainly, Captain, a lot of times in life you have to pick a side, and you have to defend that side and stand up and say this is where I'm at. And by voting present, guess, Captain, one of the things Lauren Boebert had said was, I think she'd never vote for Kevin McCarthy. I guess technically she didn't, but
no.
But come on, yeah.
No, she didn't vote at all, as a matter of fact, when it came down to the last two or three votes. It was present, which means that you're just admitting you're in the room, but you're not voting.
Exactly right. Exactly
and
right.
And there were six of them on the final tally, which, Lynn in the chat room asked me, said, I thought you had to have 218 win to get the nod. Well, you did if everybody voted. But
if everybody voted.
Right. Not everybody voted. So when they lost the five present, that brought it down to 216. And then when you lost the sixth one, that brought it down to 215. Was all that was needed to gain the victory. And, of course, as we know, it was 216 McCarthy, 212 Hakeem Jeffries.
That's right, with the others, the balance of that voting present. So mm-hmm. So the good news is, of course, we have a speaker. The speaker's been sworn in. The Congress has been sworn in, and we can go forward.
Yes, and they did a little bit of business tonight before they all got started. So there you go. All right, hold that thought there, Mr. Kyle. Folks, we're coming back with more on a weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. I shall return.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. And if you'd like to join the conversation, call us now at 1-877-969-8600.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I need some extra money. Do I qualify for the Earned Income Tax Credit? Use the EITC Assistant tool. With just a little information, this tool helps you calculate eligibility with ease and accuracy, get an estimate of how much credit you qualify for, and get a printout of your results before you prepare your return or visit your tax preparer. To use the EITC Assistant tool and see if you're eligible to claim a credit, visit irs.gov/EITC.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
This is Kyle Warren, and you're listening to the fastest-growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
All right, Kyle, thanks very much. I will do just that, by the way. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends over at Relief Factor. You heard me talk about Relief Factor before. And, you know, in the days and age in which we live, it's more important than ever to get the pain and the discomfort that you've got under control, because it affects a lot of people, and they really can't do their job the way they need to, or they can't stay focused, or they get in a rotten mood, and you can just see it. And you say to them, you say, what's the matter? Oh, I'm in pain. I can't stand it. Well, I got something that might help you there, guys and gals. It's called Relief Factor, and it's a three-week quick start. Now, for $19.95, you can get started with a three-week quick start at Relief Factor. That's about a dollar a day. And what you'll find out is, over a period of time, it might take 3 weeks, it might take a week, it might take a few days, that this product will kick in and it'll start working. And what it does, number one, it's all drug-free. Number two, what it does is it goes right straight to the source of the pain and the discomfort that you're having. Because it also doesn't just go after the pain, it goes after the inflammation and whatever it is that's causing the inflammation that you've got in your body. And by the way, inflammation hurts. Ask somebody that's got it. It hurts. And so, the all-natural ingredients of turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3 will help your body support its natural response to inflammation by going to the pain source, wherever that's at. It'll lower or even eliminate pain altogether associated with whatever the problem is you got going on. 100% drug-free, and to get it, go over to the website, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. One more time, relieffactor.com/captain. Go over there, and for $19.95,
You're in it to win it. That's the 3-week quick start. And you'll also see some other things over there that you might want to take advantage of, too, because they do sell different types of vitamins and whatnot. And I use their vitamin C, their vitamin B12, and their vitamin D. It's very good. And my doctor thought it was a great idea when they saw the way the chemical makeup was there. Plus, no narcotics in it at all. And, Kyle, what is it you like to tell the people?
All you have to lose is pain.
Bingo. ReliefFactor.com/captain. Give it a try. All right, Mr. Kyle. We're gonna finish up with the Kevin McCarthy speakership election. I guess the way we should do it is I really think that Hakeem Jeffries was taking some cheap shots on the other side of the aisle by mentioning things like QAnon. And by mentioning things like Mar-a-Lago, he had no reason to say that. That had nothing, any bearing to do at all with the speaker's position, in my opinion.
Well, of course not. He was certainly setting a tone. We're not surprised by that coming from the Democrat side of the aisle at this point because, Captain, this is what they've got. They certainly, they lost the House because of these important issues like inflation and the border and all these energy, these kinds of things. So they're going to take those cheap shots, I think, and that will set the tone. But one of the things I think we have to really, really brace ourselves for, and that is that the Democrats are not going to make this easy.
Nope.
Tonight or this morning now with finally the election done and everybody sworn in, there's a little bit of, applause and goodwill. But come Monday morning, they're going to do everything they can to absolutely stall anything that the Republicans are going to try to get through the House, any kind of thing like that. And it's going to be a really, really terrible war, I think, getting to 2024. So we just got to brace ourselves for that. We're going to expect it. But the Republicans, though, have to maintain unity after all of this. And by the way, Captain, I think you'll agree, all of this should have been done behind closed doors.
Yeah.
And then walk out and elect the speaker.
Yeah.
But it wasn't. So they got off to a rocky start. But they need to find that unity. Otherwise, it's not going to work at all.
And I had several people email me that had been diehard supporters of what was going on. They had no problem with the way the Freedom Caucus handled things and this, that, and the other. But then they got really mad at the end at Boebert and Matt Gaetz, and they said that they are done, finished with Matt Gaetz. They will not support him at all. And these were people, some of them, that lived right up there in his home district in Florida District 1.
Yeah, this is huge because there is a way to do things. There's a way to get your point across and even get what you want. Not just in life, but not just in politics, but in life as well. And I think he handled it so poorly that it's no surprise that he would lose support, even from those who probably had supported him pretty strongly.
Yeah, and that's exactly the case. Now, I want to talk for a second about one of the comments that Speaker McCarthy said. He said about the border, he said, by the way, Joe Biden's going to the border? Well, this whole body is going to the border, too.
Well, wouldn't that be something? That's a photo opportunity.
I don't know what they're going to do or how they're going to do it, but here's Texas Governor Greg Abbott kind of let the cat out of the bag a little bit because he ripped President Joe Biden's proposed plan for stemming illegal immigration and said it's about time that Biden visited the U.S.-Mexican border to see the chaos his administration has caused firsthand. Now, the day before, the White House announced a new policy that they will accept 30,000 migrants per month from four nations, but crack down on those who fail to use the plan's legal pathways. Now, Abbott said, I think what his proposal is going to do is entice even more people to come here illegally.
Captain, it's really hard to take the White House at face value, take the president at face value. They haven't done anything. And in fact, it's laughable that the president had said that the Republicans just aren't serious about the border and this kind of stuff, when it's obvious that the Democrats in the government and the president on down, they want to have that open border. They think it serves them politically. And a lot of this is window dressing. A lot lot of this is just stuff they say, hoping the story will kind of go away and people won't think that they're weak on the border.
Right. And President Trump, former President Trump, gave a telephone call, I understand, just a few minutes ago to Kevin McCarthy, congratulating him on being elected speaker. So much for that little rat story that was floating around.
Well, exactly. And again, this is what we were talking about before. The Republicans, no matter who they are at this point, need to really come together. And at the very least, and I'll just say this because it is politics, at the very least, give the impression that you have a unity on things. You know, hash it out, argue behind closed doors, go for it, but come out and say, here's what we're doing. Here are the practical things we can achieve.
And for God's sake, stop with the damn internet rumors and the backdoor black dark web rumors that are floating around. They are just exactly that, rumors. They are not accurate. They are not truthful. If you can't verify with a credible source what's being said, then it's not worth repeating.
Well, I totally agree. People have to be discerning, and that's you have to really, really do your homework.
Yeah. Now, there's going to be a lot of flipping and a lot of flopping going on here. Some people will come aboard the McCarthy camp. We'll hear about them in the next few days. By the way, I watched several of the congressmen that I'm very familiar with. I watched Vern Buchanan from just down below me, Sarasota and Manatee counties, and part of Hillsborough he represents. I watched him several times come into the frame and talk to Kevin McCarthy. They are very good friends, so we'll see what happens there. Plus, Vern is lined up for one of the real high jobs pertaining to finance.
Yes, you're right. And you know, Captain, I wonder what jobs or committee assignments, if any, we're going to see some of these holdouts. I mean, you got to think there's going to be some political payback going on at some point.
Now, here's some good news, okay? And you can chalk one up to McCarthy for this. You've heard of the Frank Church Committee, right?
I believe so. Yes,
named in honor of Senator Frank Church. Remember him?
Right.
Remember what he was famous for?
What was he famous for?
Going after the people on the intel, going after the spies and all that stuff.
Okay.
Yep. So he's named Congressman Massey as one of the people on the committee, which is a good move because Massey's a very thorough individual, so I can't wait to see how all that works out.
Well, exactly. So this is where it starts, and it starts in the middle of the night, as it seems. But you know, Captain, as we were watching the final vote and then the speeches, and especially now Speaker McCarthy's speech, there is something really cool about the fact that we finally get the job done in America. That's what we do.
Hold that thought, folks. We're coming back with more in the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm going to let Kathy take us to break. So, Kathy, it's your turn. Have fun.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA
breaking news update. The man accused of killing four University of Idaho students applied for an internship with the police department in Pullman, Washington.
Brian Koberger submitted his application to the department at some point during the fall. That's according to a newly released probable cause affidavit. He applied during the fall semester when he took his first semester classes at Washington State University after graduating from DeSales University in Pennsylvania. Koberger also worked as a teaching assistant at Washington State and lived in Pullman, which is just miles away from the crime scene in Moscow, Idaho. I'm Tyler Kuehl.
The chair of the Senate Commerce Committee says the panel intends to hold hearings after Southwest Airlines canceled nearly 16,000 flights last week. Democratic Senator Maria Cantwell said on Wednesday that her committee will hold hearings, quote, to examine how to strengthen consumer protections and airline operations. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Okay, thanks very much, Kyle. I will take it right away. This portion of the program, my conversation with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, is brought to you by MyPillow and Mike Lindell. Now, MyPillow.com is the home of some great products that you can get at some fantastic, just absolutely fantastic sale prices right now. You can save up to 80% at MyPillow.com in the radio listener specials page. Now, all you got to do is go over to MyPillow.com, go down and see the box for radio listener specials. Click on that. You'll need to have a promo code to be able to do anything. The promo code will be Captain. Use that promo code, Captain. Go in there and shop till you drop. And there's all kinds of specials in there, some of which are marked down 80%. Now, for a limited time, you can get the towel set. That's the two bath towels, the two hand towels, the two washcloths for $39.88. Normally, they're $89.88. And get this. The bath towels are the size of a beach towel. The hand towels are the size of a bath towel. And the washcloths are about double the size of a normal washcloth. So you get one hell of a deal. One hell of a deal. And you finally get something that will fit the larger sized people when you want to wrap a towel around you. Because I'm so sick and tired of that, it's not funny. But anyway, don't forget, That's go over to MyPillow.com, MyPillow.com, radio listener specials page, and use the promo code CAPTAIN. You can also call them on the phone at 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. Get more details that way. Place an order over there. Get your questions answered. 800-641-5459. MyPillow.com. Promo code CAPTAIN. All right. Back to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, the Russian president, Vladimir Putin, had been calling for a 36-hour ceasefire, right?
That's correct, yes.
Now, he's telling the people in Ukraine that on the part of Ukraine, it might have been a gimmick or a propaganda tool for the audiences in his country. But it would have worked well for Ukraine to reciprocate, which they are not doing. They are instead, guess what, firing long-range artillery and still doing drone attacks on the Russian forces.
Well, that's exactly right, because I think it was a propaganda tool. I don't know that Vladimir Putin wants to have a ceasefire for deeply held religious reasons or something like that. We just don't believe it. We don't trust him. And so, you know, it's a judgment call by Ukraine. But the one thing we know is that when Vladimir Putin is on the run and you give him a time to regroup, you might be sorry about that.
Well, he was not the one that initiated the assaults, the attacks. It was the Ukrainians. So you kind of want to think about that for a second, because I guess maybe he is trying to make it look like he was not the instigator. He was the recipient.
Well, right, right. But definitely he's got to try to shore up his support at home and so forth, because this war is not going to it's not going to end well for them, I think. Now, obviously they could come in with some kind of overwhelming force or weapons of mass destruction and so forth, but Putin is definitely not where he ever wanted to be almost a year ago when he thought this would be a couple of 2, 3, 4, 5 days.
Now, the illegals trying to come into the United States from South America and Central America have found a little chink in the armor. Have you heard about what it is?
What's that?
It's down there in the Florida Keys, and there's been as many as 6,000 of them that have come aboard this little area in the Florida Keys this week, and they're going there because the Coast Guard was pulled out of that area. The regular military was pulled out of that area. So they saw an opportunity to be able to come sneaking in the back door and do whatever it is they wanted to do, which worked until several hundred of them were seen on the beach, pretty much stranded, dumped off, which they were, pretty much stranded and dumped off. And they had no food, they had no water, they had nothing. So now 6,000 of them in the last week have been reported there. So our governor has activated the Florida National Guard down there in that area amidst this migrant surge in the Florida Keys, and he's called President Joe Biden's response in immigration absolutely inept, saying that the Biden administration has failed to provide the resources necessary to respond to the current mass migration event, which is all true.
Well, certainly, and this is another case of having to try to simply do whatever is possible to make this better. And the fact is, Captain, we shouldn't have to be doing it like this. This should not be the norm, but evidently it's going to be, because once you sort of let that territory be unprotected and so forth, and I think this has to do with the national park that's in that area.
That is what it's called.
And so in other words, if you wanted to go to that national park at this point, just because you wanted to go there, and, you know, myself and the professor's family, that's one of our favorite things to do, is to go to national parks. And so if you wanted to do that, you can't do that right now because of this whole issue.
Well,
and they come ashore. Yeah.
This part of that national park there, down there in the Florida Keys, is only accessible by boat. So when they drop them off by boat, the only way they're going to get them off is by boat.
Right, right, exactly. But again, at what point, I mean, didn't President Harris, and I say that facetiously because that's what Joe Biden calls her, didn't President Harris go down and tell people don't come to the United States?
Yes, she did.
But yet they still do.
I think she pointed her finger at him, too.
That's right. But they still do. And so it just shows that Presidents Harris and Biden are simply not serious about the border. I'll put it that way.
Well, DeSantis's order also directs state law enforcement agencies and other state agencies to assist the local governments down there in responding to the increase in the migrant landings in South Florida. But here's what we're doing. We're processing them, and we're taking them right back where they came from.
Well, it's, well
that's
exactly
what we're doing.
Well, there has to be, you know, some kind of order to all of this. And I think what the Democrat party elite, as I like to call them, are really into this thing for is just a victory by attrition or causing chaos by attrition in this case. And so they think that every group of migrants who actually gets to the United States illegally, that to them is a win.
Yeah, exactly. Now, the other thing is, taking a look at all the different sorts of things that are going on here, there is an activist group lobby, a big one, in Colorado. It's the same group, by the way, that tried to, well, they didn't try, they did help. They helped little Ms. Boebert get elected to Congress. Well, guess what they're now trying to do?
They're going after Trump, I think.
They're actively trying to disqualify Trump and have legislation introduced in Colorado to never have his name allowed on the ballot there. How do you like that?
You know, honestly, Captain, are these the defenders of the realm, or are
oh,
they?
Oh no!
And here's
a sign for the Times. It's the same group, one of them, that supported Lauren Boebert with money and with volunteers to knock on doors and whatnot. Now, if I were her, I would be saying something, but I didn't even know that they were involved with her until I read the article.
Yes, well, exactly. Well, of course, we've heard about this before. Trying to get it to where you can't have somebody on the ballot in your state, and that's also another end run around the Electoral College. You know, the American people have the ability to, through the primary process and voting process, to pick who the nominees are going to be, and somehow you're going to disenfranchise those same people because you don't like Donald Trump. You know, it goes on and on.
Yeah, exactly. Now, something else that's going on here, and this is probably going to be a good sign as things progress, the Dow soared some 700 points yesterday, and stocks notched gains for the week, probably because they could see the end of the tunnel with the speaker thing. And they if there's one thing they hate, it's any type of disorder or disarray.
Right, or unpredictability, something that's, you know, we have another left field problem. It could have been, and for that, I think they also were looking at some of the jobs report for December, too, as well.
Could have, would have, should have? Is that what it is?
Well, yeah, I think so.
All right, hold the fort. All right, folks, we're coming back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back with more and Kyle Warren, the professor of politics.
You found it. The most listened to radio program in the overnights. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
All of that.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
Hi, Peter Picaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
Shaking on the dance floor, saying, play me one more, making a scene. Cowboy camped on a bar stool, shooting up a whiskey with a long neck back. That Billy with a cool cue, staring down the edge mall, looking at Kelly with a rack. Out in the country, back roads and one horse town. We saw fellows play our guitars loud.
doing the honky tonk stomp. Hey, Kyle, who's in that in there playing along with Brooks and Dunn?
Well, that's none other than Billy Gibbons.
Yeah, you could tell when he just did that last little vocal in there, right?
Yeah, yeah. Sounds just like him. Yeah.
Do the honky tonk stomp. All right, well, got to take a look at the weather. Kyle's got most of it tonight. We got some over here. We'll get to that. But the parade of atmospheric river events with heavy rain and saturated soils and heavy mountain snow, along with damaging winds, 100-mile-an-hour winds somewhere in California yesterday, continues in California and into Oregon. Now, flooding, rapid river rises are going on right now, mudslides as well, flash flooding, debris flows over the burn scars are all going to be possible. And we're going to have a bunch of heavy mountain snow, which are going to produce often difficult road conditions, travel conditions with heavy snow and blinding snow. You might not be able to see where you're going. So, Kyle, what's going on out there? By the way, 100-mile-an-hour winds?
Yes, I saw that in some cases they as high as 85 and I believe up to 100. Now, this has to do, of course, with that the bomb cyclone, I believe, that had come through where the conditions are right for that. So, yes, I mean, can you imagine? That's well in excess of hurricane-force winds. So we have to be very, very aware of that. Talking about the flooding threat throughout California, as we see a new bank of storms getting ready to come through, through the weekend, we see that starting around Santa Barbara all the way up to the top of Northern California, we've got flash flood threats, I should say, in that area. And also, Captain, of course, we're seeing the possibility of many more inches of rain. We're seeing, of course, the idea that there are going to be more issues with the burn scar areas and so forth. But if we take a look at the radar right now, we're seeing all kinds of rain off the coast of California, but of course it's also come up into Northern California already. If you're on Interstate 5 near Redding, you definitely got rain coming across the road. If you're in Eureka, Crescent City, down to Ukiah, Santa Rosa, all the way down to just a little bit north of San Francisco at this hour, that's where the rain is coming in California, but there is a whole lot of it ready to come through as well. So as we're looking at these flood watches, look for it from about late Saturday night through about Wednesday afternoon in most parts of northern and central California. Southern California will be getting a little bit of it, but it may hold off until about the early part of next week. Also, Captain, tonight around Boise, Idaho, we have a dense fog advisory there. Winter weather advisory coming out east of Denver on I-70. High wind watches around Cheyenne, and then also winter weather advisories around northern Washington. This is going to be west of Seattle, and then around Helena and Bozeman. We've also got a dense fog advisory tonight in Montana. So more next hour. Stay tuned.
Wonderful. Okay, let's start in South Dakota tonight because east of Rapid City, on down along, let's see, that would be I-90. You're going to have some fog, dense fog, for well over 150 miles. It's not going all the way over to the Minnesota line or Iowa, but it's getting close. And then it's running north about 50 miles in from North Dakota for about 150 to 200 miles all the way over to the Minnesota line. And there'll be a little bit of a carryover there, a little bit of a carryover on I-90 into Minnesota. You've got some probably some more fog developing up there in the northwestern part of Minnesota. It's not quite there yet, but it's getting there. And up in the northeastern quadrant of Wisconsin tonight, to include Green Bay, you're probably going to have some fog up that way. And looking over here in the western part of Pennsylvania, to include Pittsburgh, all the way down to West Virginia, over into the southeastern corner of Ohio, you're going to have rain. And that rain is going to continue and is probably going to move east out of there as the night progresses. Now, looking at New Hampshire tonight, looking at the western half of Maine tonight, looking at a lot of Massachusetts tonight, there is some rain up that way and some wind. Could be some fog mixed in with it as things are going to go and get a little bit damp for you up there this weekend, so be advised of that. Coming on down into South Jersey and Delaware. There's going to be some rain over that way, and there'll be some little bit of fog along Chesapeake Bay. And then it's not looking too awfully bad the rest of the country there, so things are going to pick up for us, and we appreciate that. We need a little bit of a break this weekend, don't we?
Exactly right, Captain, yes.
So let's talk a little bit about the Pilot and the Flying J truck stops. That is your oasis at night, and you need to find out a little bit more about the amenities that they have there, folks. And for you guys and gals that are out there camping, I've heard from some people that were out there in their motorhomes that got caught up in some of these snowstorms, and they were very happy to realize that Flying J, because we told them before, they were very happy to realize that Flying J had the hookups and all that stuff, and they could actually pull in there and hook their rigs up there and not have to worry about freezing up and all that sort of stuff, because they had everything plugged in and everything they needed to work was right there while they waited out the storm.
Well, that's exactly right, Captain. At the locations that have the RV amenities, you're going to find RV fueling lanes, overnight parking, propane refills, and, of course, RV dumps. So you definitely want to be able to log on to pilotflyingj.com. There's an old-timey expression, log on to pilotflyingj.com and find out about those amenities, plus all the other great things that the Pilot and Flying J Travel Centers can provide for you. You'll also find their locations function right there in their website, and they will they'll show you exactly where all these different locations are relative to your location. You put in your general area and you'll see it all around. Also, you definitely want to check out their My Rewards Plus program. That's their savings app. You can download it at pilotflyingj.com, and when you do, you're going to start enjoying 2 free drinks every week. Get special offers on food, drinks, snacks, and other things like great gear that you can get at Pilot and Flying J. So download it today. Start saving. Also start earning points on the things that you buy, especially 4 points per gallon. Now after 6 fills, and try that with 15 fills with the other guys. So that's pilotflyingj.com.
I'm going to one-up you. Get one of those nice Turbis tumbler cups they got there. Fill it up for free every time you go in there. They're with Flying J cups.
All right. Yes, definitely. Definitely.
Yep. Could be coffee, could be iced tea, could be soda, whatever. But you get to fill it up for free. Just show them the cup, and away you go. So, here comes the music. I thought so. Here comes the music in my ear. That means Kyle and I will be coming back with more. Hour number 2 of the program coming right up. And if you want to opine with us, you can either call us at 877-969-8600 or send us a message through the website, the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. Takes about 5 minutes to get here. In the meantime, we're going to break.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after your top of the hour news. And don't forget, you can call us at 1-877-969-8600.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.